Hello, all my deviant little darlings. It is 12:32, and it is time to answer all of the delicious little questions that you guys sent me. So let's go ahead and get started. Loving Aurel. Well, you know, it could go either way, really. What's your favorite type of audio to record? Soft and gentle, gentle or rough and kinky? Out of those kinds, I'd have to say a combination. I like mixing it up. Things can, you know, be soft and kinky, or gentle and kinky, or rough and soft. I mean, I know it sounds odd, but I like having the duplicity of the two, and that play that you get between the two. I am having a lot of fun with femdom. I really am having a lot of fun with those right now, and it seems to be that a lot of you really like those. How did you discover your GWA side? So about a year ago is when I first started listening to erotic audios, and I had kind of made some jokes here and there about doing it one day with some friends, and especially my guy friends were like, "No, man, you totally got to do it. You'll kill it. You'll be amazing." So after several months of dragging my feet, I dove right in. Can you recommend any good music? Give me a genre. Give me a genre and I will give you some music. Literally, I am a walking jukebox. I was a DJ for about 15 years, 10 to 15 years, somewhere. Yeah, forever. I love music. I listen to all kinds of music. Everything from blues, jazz, rock, rap, like literally, I can generally find something in everything that I love. So come back to me with a genre and I will give you something good. But I will let you know what I have been listening to, other than my daily required dose of classic rock and new wave. I've been listening to a lot of blues, newer blues. I love old blues in general, but I've really been listening to a lot of Joe Bonamassa and the Tedeschi Trucks band. I love Susan Tedeschi's voice. And Derek Trucks is amazing on guitar. David Bowie has returned to Earth and has granted you one question to ask him. What do you ask? I thought long and hard about this, and I think I would ask him to have a jam session with me. Call up some musicians, sit around, and I just want to sing with David Bowie and harmonize with him and laugh and potentially, you know, talk music and things. In between picking out songs. I'm just sitting here thinking about it. That would be so awesome to like sit and sing with David Bowie. Ugh. Alrighty. Miss Donovan, you evil minx. This or that. Knowing very well that I can never, ever truly pick this or that. Evil woman. You're so lucky. I love you. Sleepy morning sex or lazy nap sex? Because we know that cuddle fucking is inherently the best. Yes, cuddle fucking is amazing, and you know my favorite gift for that. One day I'll show the world my favorite gift for that. This one, although I like both, I'm going to go with sleepy morning sex just because I am generally the horniest when I first wake up, or before I go to bed, yeah, knapsacks, I'm usually just kind of meh. It'll happen if I'm, you know, if I'm in the mood. But for the most part, you want to get me right before bed or right when I wake up. Sake or whiskey? Oh, you devil woman. Bourbon? At least right now. It depends. If you're putting up Kaguya Hime against old granddad, I'm picking the Kaguya Hime. But if you're putting up Jameson Stout against some random sake I've never tried, I'm probably going to go with the Jameson Stout. Sunrise or sunset? Oh, wait a minute. Skipped one. Threesome or public sex? Threesome over public sex in this? Public sex is fun. You know, it's dangerous. You know, because you might get caught. And I think that is, although it is a turn on, it is also, I do not want to pay that fine. I do not want to have to go to court. I don't want to have anything on my record that says I was, you know, indecent in public. It does not bode well for my normal Monday through Friday career for that to occur. So I'm going to go to threesome. And yeah, they're a lot of fun. Do love a good threesome. Sunrise or sunset? Both are beautiful, especially at the beach. I think I'm going to have to go with sunset just because that means there's a moonrise. Neck kisses or ear nibbles? Can I get neck nibbles? Neck nibbles are the best. But yeah, neck kisses, especially when they hit that one spot right at the, you know, like the back of your neck, right when you're at the base at the knee. Oh, yeah, right there. Korean barbecue or authentic Mexican? Oh, you bitch. Ha, there's a restaurant where I can have both. I'm going to go there. I will have to go with Mexican, even though Korean barbecue is one of my most favorite things to eat. The smell generally lingers on you for, like, your clothes. Like, you could wear what you wore to the restaurant, throw it in your laundry basket, and 2 days later, it still smells like Korean barbecue, which does not bode well for my waistline. Mexican, on the other hand, is usually, you know, you can go eat in a Mexican restaurant and 2 hours later, you smell fine. That and guacamole. I need my guacamole. And shrimp tacos. Now I want tacos. I really want tacos now. Maybe I'll eat that for lunch. Interesting suit. Oh, aren't you just trying to learn everything about me? Well, let's see. What is your favorite thing to do in the weekend or whenever you have time off? Sleep. Number one, sleep. I suffer from insomnia, so whenever I get a chance to sleep or sleep in, that is exactly what I'm going to do. If I am not sleeping, I am either watching classic movies on Turner Classic Movies, or I am out exploring, going to art museums, taking a day trip to the beach, going to, you know, something to learn something or to just go out and experience life, people watch. Those are my favorite things to do when I have the time. Do you play any games? What kind of games? Computer games. I have been known to waste months of my life playing World of Warcraft. It's been a little bit since I've done that. I think there's been at least one or two expansions. I played a little bit last year, but I hate grinding levels out. I hate grinding levels. I'm more of a PvP girl. I want to go in and blow shit up. I want to, you know, I want to fight. If it's the only gaming system I own, really, is a PS3. I did get one of those Atari 2600 re-releases like a Christmas or two ago, just to relive my Atari days, because Atari 2600 was my first gaming console. But on my PS3, I am most often playing Diablo 3. I don't care how many times I beat it. Like I said, I like to go in and wreck shit. And with my barbarian, I can literally just go in and, after a bad day, wreck people's lives. Even if they are NPCs, I get to go in and just annihilate things. It's beautiful. I also play tabletop RPGs. I was playing Malifaux for a while. I stopped playing Malifaux. And whenever I can get a good team together, I do like to play Pathfinder. Also board games. I have a number of friends that we all have a collection of different games that we'll play. Descent is one of my favorite ones to play, or Machikoro. A friend of mine just got me Takenoko. I mean, it's old. It's older. It was released a while ago, but other games came before that. And I really need to replace my Super Dungeon Explorer. I dated a guy, and together we bought like every expansion, everything you could get. And then in the divorce, so to speak, he kept all of it. I was like, oh, I love that game. What is your cat's name? The one that you've seen, her name is Empress Seraphina Jellybean, Destroyer of Worlds. Most likely called You Little Bitch. Or Demon Child, Spawn of Satan, Feeny, Jelly Bean, Jelly Cat. I am one of those crazy people that will name a cat and then call it everything but its name. I also have another cat. Her name is Queen Calliope, and, well, it's Queen Calliope Anne. But she also is Calliope Jane, PB, Peebers, Big Girl, Fuzzy Butt. Yeah, I'm a crazy cat lady in training. If there is one thing you would change about yourself, is there one thing you would change about yourself if you could and one you wouldn't? If I could change anything about myself, it would be my self-destructive nature. I am very self-critical and self-destructive. I've gotten better, and it's something I'm working on. That's the one thing I would change, and I'm currently working to change. One thing I would not change about myself is my empathetic nature. Even though it has gotten me into trouble with trying to help people and go out of my way to, you know, make sure that everybody's taken care of, I feel that my empathy and my ability to empathize and care for people, even if they have drugged me through the mud or hurt me, gives me a quality of, that helps me to stand out in my chosen career path of the moment anyway. And I think as a human being, being empathetic is something that a lot of people don't have anymore, or they're too afraid to be empathetic. And I feel if everybody were a little bit more empathetic to those around them, the world would be a better place. Do you watch anime? Fuck yes, I watch anime. I have been watching anime since 1994, when I first saw Sailor Moon. And it was like 94, 95 when it came out here in the States. Yeah. And I have been a anime fan ever since. I have a Funimation account, a Crunchyroll account. I go to Otakon, which is the local anime convention. I cosplay. Yeah, I love anime. I actually have a deep love of Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli. Absolutely love Miyazaki-san. He's brilliant. If you knew the world was going to end tomorrow, what would you do with your last day? I would live it like it was my goddamn last day. I would go out and just... I would do everything I've ever been afraid to do for propriety's sake. Everything I've been afraid to do because it might be illegal or it might get me in trouble, you know, cause, you know, I'm not saying I would go out and like do anything terrible, but like public sex, hell yeah, don't care. I'm gonna go have public sex. What's it matter anyway? We're all dying tomorrow anyway. I would make sure to let those people that I love know that I love them and that it has been an honor to be in their lives and to have them in mine. I would let the haters know that all their animosity led up to nothing. And I hope they're happy having wasted their time and that whatever afterlife they believe in, I hope they end up in the good place. And yeah. And then I would probably get on a sailboat and just enjoy the water one last time. Are you generally a dom, a sub, or switch? I am a switch, but I generally tend to be more dominant. It takes the right person to make me submissive. But when the right person makes me submissive, I'm about the best goddamn sub that is out there because, ha, empathy. I sense and I know what the sub's role is. And I can sense what my dom needs. And I make sure that that is taken care of. As such, I kind of prefer being the dominant one. Relinquishing my control is not something I do easily. But then again, I do like switching it up in between. Like, even in the act. Like, pitting two beasts against each other in the bedroom and having them just go at each other and watching them submit to each other is incredibly, incredibly intoxicating. Do you speak a second language? If not, what one would you like to learn? I speak English fluently. I do not speak any second language fluently. English, of course, is my native language. I have been learning Japanese. I know some Spanish. I know some French. I know some Italian. I know some phrases in other languages. If I could literally learn all the languages, I would. I would love to be like a giant walking Rosetta Stone. That would be awesome. Do you have a favorite go-to toy? I do. It is my satisfier. When you hear that vibrating noise, the loud vibrating noise anyway, in any of my rambles, it is the satisfier. Best money I have ever spent on a toy, hands down. There are a couple other toys that I'm interested in purchasing when I have the funds. They intrigue me. I am very curious about them. I love trying new things when it comes to toys, so who knows, that may change. Excuse me. But right now, it is the satisfier. Do you believe in the supernatural, and have you had any experiences with it? That is a yes and yes. Long stories that I could go into, but long story short, yes, from a very young age, I have had experiences with the supernatural, which only, of course, makes me believe in the supernatural. It's easy to believe in something when you've experienced it. It doesn't discredit people that do not believe in the supernatural, because once again, if it's not something you're familiar with, or if it's something that scares you, it's easy to just kind of set things aside. But nope, I believe in it. It's there. It is a force. And my dear little Batman's Dirty Undies, what do you hope to achieve this year? I hope to achieve a lot this year. I would like to be able to start offering custom audios for people. I want to continue with my path of growth, continue moving forward with my life like I have been. I want to get my passport and go out of the country. I want to lose those few pesky pounds that, you know, we all say that we want to lose, but everybody else tells us that we're perfect. We don't need to change. Well, guess what? I'm not changing for you. I'm changing for me. I want to be happier with myself. I want to be more accepting of myself. I want to be able to set little goals and make them and not be so self-destructive. Those are my goals for this year. Just little ones. One step closer to Zen, I guess. Well, that is the end of my questions. And I have been rambling now for nearly 22 minutes. I hope you all have a wonderful day. If you have any questions or sub-questions based on what I've said, please feel free to send me a PM. I will definitely do my best to answer whatever questions you have. And thank you very much. I will talk to you all later.